Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, you'll hear Stupid World Records, The Bronco, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
And now, Bob and Tom Television presents The Bonanza Reunion Show.
Hoss? Little Joe? Hoss? Little Joe!
The Bonanza Reunion, only on Bob and Tom Television.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I asked a question off the air. What day of the week was the famous O.J. Bronco?
Yeah, I remember watching it with my dad on the couch. It was a Friday night. Yeah, Friday
okay.
evening.
Friday? Well, we would have
seen now we have context.
In the room.
Now we know what we're talking about.
Okay.
Everybody just shut up.
Let's see where it was. Oh, there's Willie back there, and there's Pat Godwin. Good to see you, sir. I know you were talking about the O.J. thing. What is today's the anniversary of the famous
June 17th, 1994, slow speed chase
in the Bronco.
Yes, the Bronco,
and it was
on the road,
but it was a Friday. So you guys weren't
there. I know. Bob was there because I was drinking out of the shell with them. I thought for sure you were there because it was a station thing.
No, okay. We weren't there.
All right,
I remember celebrating that. That was the year nobody drowned there. is that the thing on the boat that you guys did every year, waiting for the lawsuit?
Did we ever get one? See,
lucked out. Play Russian roulette and you win once.
This conversation would be awkward off the air.
No kidding.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Fun on the way.
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie, how are you?
So this new Bronco that they released, tell me this, does it, it's summer, does it come with AC like OJ's Bronco did?
Great question, Donnie.
Excellent.
See, Ace, that's how magic is made.
That's a joke, you see.
Hey, Tom, you've been doing all this talking about taking your girls fishing.
That's right.
Well, you got my mind thinking. Maybe I should do the same with my little son, Whiffy. Be a good bonding experience.
Sure.
Because the only thing I ever did with my real dad before he skipped out on us was post-bond for him. So yesterday I planned a big fishing trip and followed through with it.
Good.
I even packed some Spam sandwiches, got Mountain Dew in the cooler.
Oh, man.
Poles all rigged up. We loaded for bear. And my cousin Lonnie hooked us up with his boat because due to mine currently being dry docked in the side yard. I think it's bad luck to take her off the showroom floor. So Lonnie hooked us up. Anyways, I want to teach you guys the Baker family secret when it comes to fishing for catfish.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay, for catfish.
Because a lot of you people think you just, you know, go grab any cup of Walsh crawlers from the cooler at the gas station and land a Pay Lake Lunker. It don't work that way. And normally I just go noodling for my catfish.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because God knows I practiced up on Patty Ferguson over the years.
Oh,
I swear to God. Oh, but last time I jammed my thumb so bad it was out of socket and had to find a sub for my dart league. This thing, it had a head on it the size of Newt Gingrich. So that's how it's come in the Baker family. We don't let the kids go noodling until they turn six. You know, so Whiffy's still got another year. So instead, I taught him how to make our famous Baker catfish bait balls.
Okay.
So what you want to do is, Tom, you take a Ziploc baggie.
Right.
Probably like the one your son Willie gets his weed in.
Right, okay.
Take that bag and you want to put 2 cups of dry oatmeal in it.
Okay.
Like 2 cups of mealworms.
Right.
A half cup of molasses.
Okay.
Then you want to smoosh it around real good. Mm. You know, mix it up into a good firm paste.
That sounds good.
Then you're going to form your catfish bait into 24 individual balls.
Okay, good. Sounds good.
Now, oh, and spoiler alert. You have to do this before the ball dries. You want to take, I prefer an M80, any regular firecracker.
Oh, boy.
And slide it into the center of your bait ball. Make sure it's fused side up.
All right.
Let your bait ball dry overnight. Now all you need to do is remember to grab your lighter, and you're ready to go fishing. You'd have been so proud, Christy. We'll be caught 16 bluegill, 12 bass, 14 yellow-bellied catfish, and a pair of frog legs using only 3 bait balls.
Wow.
Just the legs?
Swear to God. And frog legs are hot and ready like Little Caesars. I'll say it like this. Who has time for catch and release? Hell, when we go fishing, we're bakers. We like to bundle. Swear to God. Good luck with the girls, Tom. I got to go.
Thanks, Donnie. Tomorrow is Go Fishing Day, by the way, Tom.
Oh, how cool.
Yes.
Yeah, just editor's note. I think what Donnie did may be illegal.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Did you ever hear about those guys, though? The DNR kicks them and they throw a stick of dynamite at the lake and they get the floating fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one way to do it.
So, today in sports?
Stupid world record. No.
A man in the UK has set the Guinness World Record for running the fastest blindfolded mile.
Through the woods?
By a male. Over here! Go over here!
Ashley Winter.
I see.
Yes. Oh, Ashley.
Set the record by running a mile in 10 minutes and 11 seconds.
Yeah. Blindfolded.
Blindfolded.
Wouldn't she?
I'm surprised it's that slow.
That's pretty slow.
Yeah. You can't see.
How long was it?
Yeah, but I mean, don't they have you, follow a regular runner?
Just
with
over 10 minutes.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Is there a blind runner that has done it faster than that?
You just find a long, straight, narrow.
So this guy isn't blind.
No, I feel like he's showing off.
He's blindfolded.
Well, that's.
But, as it says here.
Yes.
Winter suffers from a rare eye disease.
Oh, okay. Oh, glad I said something. Good.
Ocular.
Called keratoconus. Made the successful attempt to raise money for Fight for Sight to help fund research on sight loss conditions.
Wait, Chick, what's it called?
Keratoconus.
I thought carrots were supposed to be good for your vision.
I did, too.
You don't see any bunnies wearing glasses, do you?
No. A 10-minute mile, that's pretty fast, said me in high school.
That's way must be a fast, typo. Man.
But David Rush said, look, anything this guy can do, I can do while juggling. So, wow. Yeah,
let's see him do it.
That seems pretty slow. Sorry.
Well,
is he tethered to the guy?
He's blind.
There's lots of stuff we don't know.
You run as fast as you can without seeing, and wouldn't
but
you
I mean, couldn't you just go to
lose your balance?
Couldn't you just go to like the some giant field and measure out a mile and just keep going?
I bet you still fall down.
Not only that, but I bet you don't run in a straight line. Do
no,
you?
There's no way.
No way.
But I mean, I know with blind skiers, they have a guy in front of them with a beep tone, and you can keep track of where they are. I don't know.
Just, I'm assuming that's not what happened with this man. He didn't have a beep.
No, my favorite record like this is the one we had earlier this year with a guy broke the record for doing it in blue jeans.
Oh, yeah.
His was real fast.
Yeah, just over 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
His jeans must have had some spandex in them.
No, he wore them in the, whatever you called them, the button.
Oh, that's right. He had the 501s.
He did in a pair of 501s.
That's right. Yeah. Those are blue jeans.
And he can see. John Gregoric, here it is. He wore a pair of Levi 501s, ran the mile in 4:06:25.
Huh.
In a pair of blue jeans. So
he should have run it in 501. Wouldn't you go for 501?
No, because the record he had to beat was 4:11:80.
Yeah, but
still.
He wouldn't have gotten the record.
It's pretty fun, though. I like it, John.
It's real nice.
All right.
Real nice.
All right. Pat, do you remember your song about that?
I would have to plug in a different guitar, but yes, okay. I do remember it. Yeah.
So complicated.
Would you like me to do that?
Sure, I love that song. Because I love your impression of the great Neil Diamond. Now, Chick's too modest.
Neil Diamond.
To do his Neil Diamond impression.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Since this happened, by the way, Josh, I don't know if you're aware of this, a guy tried to run the mile in corduroy pants and set the record, and he set his crotch on fire.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then a guy did it in designer jeans. Of course, that's known as the Jore Dash.
Oh, sure. Indeed. Yeah.
Very, very well known.
Jore Dash is sticking out.
Okay. How fast did he go? Now say guess.
Guess.
Now say.
So the record for the mile in blue jeans, once again, John Gregoric, 4:11.80.
Right.
And he raised a bunch of money for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. So good,
because
good for
he has a rare eye disease.
No, this is a different guy.
Yeah, different guy.
Johnny, good for you, sir. So he did it in blue jeans, and Pat, you've created a tribute to this totally original
denim pants. Put on my 501s and took a chance. Ran a mile, the quickest ever seen. Oh, look at me, the fastest in blue jeans. Ha! Denim chafes. You'll get a case of swamp, but it's not safe. Oh, no. Thighs rubbed together, I think my groin's on fire. I'm no liar, I'm the fastest in blue jeans, babe. Running in jeans, running in the jeans makes a sound as I burst at the seams. I got stuck in my fly, I'll give buttons a try. I don't mean to gush. You try breaking this record, David Rush. Grow a pair and try to outrun me, and you'll see I'm the flat from.
So close.
I'm the fastest in blue jeans, Dave.
All right.
Excellent. Except for that one big mistake.
I like that.
Yeah, right at the end there, Flaskus, yeah.
I like that part where you went.
You like the part what?
Yeah. Okay, so this story has got something wrong with it. Because a guy in Idaho, is it David Rush? Yeah, it is.
I thought David Rush is in Michigan.
He's in Idaho. He did a mile in 7:54 while juggling and blindfolded.
Well, that's a different record. This guy wasn't juggling.
Yeah, but he did it in 10 minutes.
Wait a minute, that's impossible.
Juggling makes you faster.
That's impossible. How do you juggle blindfolded?
If you can't see.
We'll have to get David on the phone again. Yeah, that story, something's wrong with that.
Oh.
That's nuts.
It's from the Hereford Times. Maybe they
That's in England, right?
Yeah, maybe they didn't double-check facts.
That's the cow of the countryside.
That has to be a misprint.
Would I? Hereford.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is one fine, fine
joke. You get the whole joke, man, are you laughing?
This is crazy. That's got to be a misprint. Here's the picture of the guy. Doesn't look real quick.
Is he a big man?
Is he wearing sunglasses?
He's squinting. Eyes must work a little bit.
Oh, I'm not going to make fun of this guy, because in fourth grade I was on the cross country team, and there is a medal that I got somewhere that says that I ran a mile in 13 minutes. And they printed it. They had to take it to a printer to make it.
I did that every year, and I didn't get a medal.
Well, it was a different time back then. Participation for everybody.
You broke the 14-minute mile, Willie. Yeah.
You know what I got when I ran the 13-minute mile? My coach going, hey, Arnold, just come sit with everybody else.
Just sit down.
Arnold, you're going to be on the line this year.
You're halfway through the motivational speech, and Arnold's still running. Is that sports?
Yes.
No, I have a story.
The special sports correspondent, Christy Lee.
For lady golfer Paige Sporanek, the fewer layers, the better, which means for her, no underwear.
There we go.
During Monday's episode of her Playing Around podcast, the golfer-turned-influencer was asked by a fan what kind of underwear she prefers when playing. Here's what she says, quote, I normally don't wear underwear, but it's because I'm wearing Spanky shorts and it's just too many layers if you have everything on. So it's usually built-in shorts for my skirts or I'll just wear Spankies but no underwear.
So she's not exposed, really.
No.
Because I knew...
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I knew a woman who played golf with no underwear.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah? Yeah, she got stung by a bee.
Oh. Where?
Between the first and second hole. No.
Well, her stance was too wide.
Thank you.
There it is. See, there
all
you
the
go.
Classics.
Yeah, see, just when you think you couldn't be on the radio.
That is a classic.
That is a classic.
Holy moly, look at the hammers on her.
Oh, she's pretty. That's why she's an influencer.
Yeah, she's not a world-class golfer anymore. She's primarily, as Christy said, an influencer.
Okay,
she's
looks ridiculous.
Extraordinarily
Whoa,
attractive.
That's ridiculous.
And apparently...
Hi, I'm a golfer.
She just gave me a 3-wood.
Hey, Josh, doesn't she bring two pairs of panties?
I would have gone with a 9-wood. They do make them. They're fairly rare.
I didn't know how high woods went.
You could have 3 was safe.
I knew a guy that had custom woods made all the way up. The
scale. Oh, he did. Okay.
I have a 9-wood and a 7-wood.
Wow, they're
great
for you.
Her
name is Sporanek.
Sporanek.
Yeah, she's extraordinarily attractive. It looks like she's had.
Yeah, she's right in your wheelhouse, Tommy.
Well, then we should listen to her. She should influence us.
She could also beat all of us at golf. I feel like we should take that away from her.
Yeah, I think so too. Even though she's not. When it comes to golfers, she may not be at the top of the list. She's probably better than all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not Christy.
Yeah, she's won, I think, one
terrible
tournament.
Wasn't there a golfer, and somebody on Twitter will help me out, a commentator on golf who said that women can't golf because their boobs get in the way. Remember that?
Yes.
I remember that.
We're on.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she would really have trouble then.
No, she can barely putt.
By the way, that wasn't her caddy holding up the clubs, getting down on one knee, looking to.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah, he was just trying to check up her skirt, see if she really wasn't wearing underwear. She did win. She did win one major tournament. I think the Commando Open.
Oh yeah.
Well, her stance is too wide. Oh no, sorry.
Yeah. You'd probably like to be her ball washer, huh?
Well, apparently in 2016, somebody.
Or would she handle yours?
Yeah, that's right.
Someone she was dating apparently shared one of her nudie photos.
That is insane. That is so inappropriate. Where do they post it? What website is that?
How do you spell that? How do you spell Sporanek?
Where would you find something so
I cannot believe someone would do that. Where do they put it?
Okay, now we're trying to track down this mile record. You mentioned that the guy doing the blue jean mile should have run it in 5:01.
Yes.
But
that wouldn't have beat the record.
But it wouldn't have beaten the record. So he would have had the 5:01 blues.
He certainly would.
We have more coming.
Just like that.
Just
baby.
Like that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.